Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio, and my show is Embracing Your Essence, and I'm welcoming people on Facebook Live as well. Hello. So happy to see you. I'm so happy to see you got here early, and you're excited to be here. I've got a good show planned, of course. I want to make sure it's inspiring, informational, and all of that stuff. And you can also, people are listening also on blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale, and you can check that out there, or you can do Facebook Live. Hi, Charlotte. I'm talking to my people on Facebook. I'm so happy to see you here. Tonight, we are going to be talking about all sorts of things. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last week, I had an issue with the Blog Talk Radio. The sound wasn't very good. On Facebook, it was fine. So this is, I'm going to deviate from my plan because I have a caller already, and I want to ask them if the sound is okay. So I'm going to say your name or your number, your telephone number, assuming I can find my cursor on my computer. Hello, cursor, where are you? Okay, hold on. We've got to find the cursor for the computer. Here it is. Okay, got it. So I'm going to say your number, your name, or your number is 6076, okay? So when you answer, just say hello and what your name is.
Hello. So,
hello. How are you? Hello.
Good. How are you? My name
good.
Is Lisa.
Can you hear me
Perfect.
Really perfect. Because last week I just had some issues with my phone. I don't know what was going on, so I'm trying a different setup. So I'm so happy you called already. So what did you say your name was? I'm sorry.
Lisa.
And Lisa, do you have a particular reason for calling in? Because I saw you were online for a while.
Well, in the show description, it said you were giving readings.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be doing all sorts of things tonight. I usually talk about a topic, take some callers. But since you're here, I'm going to do a reading for you right now. We might as well get right to it. And so because this is a Lilydale show, I talk about we connect with people on the other side, okay? So that is the point of how the readings work for in Lilydale. We want to connect with the spirits decide who's coming, what they want to say, all of that. As time goes, the reading will unfold. It will not, it won't be bam, 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 and all the information comes right out, okay? So I have to tell you, I am feeling the presence of a woman stepping in right away. And when I'm feeling the presence of a woman, I'm also getting the feeling that there is quite a bit of physical sensations happening in her body. And it reminds me of an illness, a serious illness. She seems to be of a pretty good age, not as old as I would like, however, so maybe 60s, 70s. Do you have a woman who would have passed who had a serious illness in the 60s or 70s, her 60s or 70s?
Maybe. I might have guides. I might have relatives over there I haven't met. So I never want to say no.
Yeah, okay. That's okay, because we'll just go with it and see what happens. Now, I do want to ask you, too, before I keep going, and the woman will wait. She's very patient, apparently. Are you looking for some specific information that you're hoping to get from a spirit?
I'll take anything that they want to give.
Okay. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Okay, so when this woman, I'm going to go back to the woman here. When I'm feeling, touching in with her and I feel the stuff that's happening in the body, I'm feeling as though there was a significant illness, like I told you. And I feel that she is related to you, and I'm also feeling some stuff happening in the lung area, some kind of breathing issues, and it feels to me as though she may have had been a smoker at some point in her life too, okay? So when she's coming in, and I'm not going to spend too much time because on the radio show, it's a little hard to develop a reading all the way. So we're just going to go with what we get as quickly as possible so I can get on to other people as well. When she's talking about you, she's telling me that you're somebody who really takes your role in life very responsibly. Are you a very responsible person?
It's a work in progress. I try.
Okay. Even the awareness of it is wonderful. So that's a good thing, because she gives me the impression you're very responsible and you've always tried to do the right thing. You know, she also tells me you're a bit of a people pleaser. Are you a bit of a people pleaser?
Well, I try not to be. I try to really respond from internally.
Perfect.
But there are times, though, that when I'm in a business transaction, I might be a little bit more like that, a people-pleasing person.
Yeah, trying to smooth things over and things like that. There's a bit of that feeling going on, too. Not wanting things to be too disruptive and all of that. Are you right now in the process of making a fairly large change in your life?
God, I'm so open to it. I'm open to it. I haven't put anything in the works, but a person just never knows, you know?
Right, what's going to happen? Because I get the impression there's some shifting going on around you, that there are things happening around you that are going to open you up to even greater opportunities, and it feels like there's a big opportunity coming for you.
Well, I won't be averse to it, for sure.
Yes, good idea. Yeah, it's a kind of a cool feeling. And there's a mention, too, she's giving me the mention of a gentleman in spirit as well, and I'm feeling as though he definitely had something happening in his chest, and he seems, I want to be taller with him, and I want to be on the thinner side. So he's probably, 5'10" or something like this. So I'm going to be taller and thinner. And there's a mention of a heart issue going on in there with him. I'm also getting a knee issue as well, which makes me wonder what was going on there. Do you happen to know who this man might be?
I might. There are a couple of different men that come to mind.
Okay. And did one of them have a knee issue in particular?
One of them would have had, I guess they both, these men that I'm thinking of, both of them would have had knee issues.
Okay. And there's a feeling of a little uneven walking with them as well, with him as well. I feel like I want to be careful with that. I have to say, I like his personality coming in, because there's a bit of a jokester going on with that. I feel a bit of joking with him, a bit of teasing. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. I have to say, too, there's quite a feeling of love coming in for you. There's a lot of encouragement and support coming in. I want to be helping you and telling you what a good job you're doing. I feel that part, which is very cool, actually. I like the feeling of that. He's also mentioning about, I want to see a suitcase right now. I'm seeing a suitcase, and I'm feeling that this suitcase, there are things in the suitcase already. Do you have the suitcase? Or do you have a suitcase? Do you store stuff in a suitcase? What's the deal with this?
Well, I have different pieces of luggage. I have a travel bag. Okay. I have different kinds of luggage.
Okay, what he's showing me is he's showing me a suitcase, and there's things already in the suitcase. Okay, so I don't know whose things they are. I'm not much of one. If I see a suitcase, it's a suitcase. It doesn't mean you're going to go traveling. Okay, so I see a suitcase. There's something in it. I feel as though he actually was quite good about if he had to go someplace, packing well, but I don't feel him really leaving a lot. I don't feel a big traveler here. Was he not a traveler?
No, probably not. He did some, but not as
much. Okay, because I'm not feeling traveling with him. But I do want to go back when she was talking about the opportunity coming, because I feel that there's a lot of things going to be happening for you with this opportunity. Are you contemplating starting a new business or something?
I wouldn't be shut off from that. I just started something that is my own business, but it's an independent, so I don't know. I wouldn't, if I, any changes, I'm always open to changes.
Okay, because that may make sense then, because I just feel this opportunity coming. So it may very well be from what they're showing me this, that things are going to be growing and all of that. Okay, so I'm going to have to let you go, actually, so I can move on to some other things. But I want to tell you that they bring in a lot, they bring a lot of love in for you. And I really like the feeling they're giving me of that opportunity.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that I'll take. Oh, my gosh, Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it really feels good from what they're showing me. So we'll see what happens because, we're not much of predictors here, but that's what it feels like. So I do want to mention that. So you must be right in the midst of it now or it wouldn't even be coming in. Okay, well, Lisa, it was so nice talking to you, and maybe I'll talk to you again another time.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So that was Lisa, and what we're going to do, I'm going to talk about some things tonight. I do want to talk about what it means to be a medium, and I mentioned that a little bit when I was talking to Lisa about what it means, that we want to connect with spirit. We don't want to really be predicting. Angel Marie, your chances are pretty good. I've got two people ahead of you. Somebody's asking what their chances are of getting in. So we want to be able to connect with our loved ones on the other side. They frequently will show us things about themselves. We'll try to identify them. We'll try to see what they have to say, what they feel. So many times they want to come in with support, love, and encouragement. I want to stress that a mediumship reading is not to provide predictions. Now, if I get a feeling of something, like that last spirit was giving me the impression that there was an opportunity coming, I'm going to tell you just because I get it. And if I don't say what I'm getting, the energy could stop. So I'm just going to say whatever. They might talk about you, what's going on with you, but you're really the one creating your life. You're really the one that is making your life happen. So even though I may get an impression of something, that doesn't mean it's going to happen because you're the one doing it, okay? And I know so many times that people want to know what's happening. And even years ago when I would get a reading, I wanted to know. I wanted to know who I was going to meet. I wanted to know about my job. I wanted to know about traveling. I want to know if my cat's going to be okay. Everything like this. But that isn't the point of a mediumship reading. And it's interesting to me, too, because when people start really thinking about readings and wanting to know the answers, they start to get a lot of uncertainty, a lot of confusion. They think too much, and it kind of gets them outside of their space of being in the present. So I do want to mention that. And I'm going to go into spiritual coaching in a minute. It won't let me call and it hangs up. It never rings. Oh my goodness. I don't know. Maybe there's a limit as to how many people can call. I've got three people holding right now. So we can try again in a few minutes. So I want to talk about spiritual life coaching and then I will take a caller. I do have a topic I want to talk about today, so hopefully we'll get to that, or I'll have to save it for next week. I do want to talk about awakening, because that's a really big topic. Spiritual life coach. Now, I'm a spiritual life coach as well, and I specialize in empowerment, helping people handle life's challenges. I want to know, help people figure out how to handle their challenges. Okay. Somebody's telling me the number is out of service. Okay, let me give you the number again. How strange is this? Hi, Celeste. The number is 888-739-8818. Now, let me double check it, make sure I wrote it down correctly on this paper because you just never know. 888-739-8818. That is the number, so I'm not sure what's happening if it's not working out. So we'll keep trying. I do have a few people who are holding. And I'll get to them in a minute. So hold on, I'm coming. I do want to talk about spiritual life coaching in case somebody calls and actually has an issue they want to discuss. Okay. With coaching, we want to live consciously. Okay. And that's what I help people do. It might help people who feel lost. They don't know what's happening. They feel helpless. They don't know what to do. They feel hopeless. They don't have any hope. They may be confused. They don't know what to do to move forward in their lives. You know how our brains go crazy in our heads? Our brains can really go crazy, and that can create all sorts of helplessness, hopelessness. We don't know what to do. We get upset. And in coaching, I like to use that to help people make choices to change their thinking, change their perspective, realize they actually have the ability to shift what they're thinking. So many people say, oh, this happened, and I'm so stressed out because this happened. But yes, it happened, but what's actually causing the stress is what's inside of you, not the situation itself. The situation is causing your brain to go crazy, and I've been there. I'm the queen of stress. I know all about this. So when this happens, something happens and we go crazy in our head, we get crazy brain, we start thinking too much, we can't see a way out sometimes. And sometimes it's just a simple shift in our perspective to know that maybe we should trust in God, trust in universal energy, that that's going to be there for us and it's going to take care of us and we don't have to worry about it. Hi, Ron, how are you? And we can do all sorts of things. We have these choices. We can even have choices to change our emotional reactions. I know people are thinking, oh, I can't do that. If I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm sad, I'm sad. But that's not true. You can actually change it. You can change how you act, the actions you take, based on you see yourself in a habitual response of always saying this, and you always get the same response back. And so you think, you know what, maybe I should change this. So I like to call that like an empowerment coaching, help people get what they need so they can move forward. And it's very important for people to recognize this, that they have the power to change their lives and they have the power to change their perspective. So if you want to call in, I do have a few callers on hold, some coming right now. Excuse me. You can call 888-739-8818 and we can do a mediumship reading, even though it's a little hard to develop on a radio show. Sorry, I must have a little cough. It's a little hard to develop on a radio show because there's not really time, you know, to get going and everything. Or if you have a specific problem or challenge you'd like to discuss, then I can give you some information or some suggestions. So I won't spend too much time with each person, just a couple minutes or so, because I do have another topic I wanted to talk about too. So the number that I'm going to talk to now is 3774. That's the last four digits of your telephone number. So when you answer, just tell me your name. That would be great. Thanks.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. Sorry, I don't know why.
Hello.
Hold on, I need some water. Maybe I have a spirit coming in who wants to bother me. What kind of question did you have tonight, or what did you want to talk about?
Well, I'm thinking about changing my jobs, and I think it would be better for me. I'm going for training for a new job and calling in sick tomorrow with my old job, and just what you see with this.
Okay. So generally with a mediumship reading, we wouldn't talk about necessarily what's going to happen with that. But I do want to tell you that I am feeling someone coming in, and I think it is related to this cough that I keep having, because I just feel like this pressure on my chest, and it feels like a male coming in, okay? I've got this pressure on my chest, and I want to cough quite a bit. And as he steps in, I'm also feeling that he's kind of funny. He's got an interesting perspective on life, too, and a pretty good personality. Did you have a man who passed some kind of a heart issue or a chest issue that has a kind of a quirky sense of humor?
Yeah.
Is he quirky? Okay, good.
Yeah.
He wants to talk to you. There is no doubt about this. I have to say, he is somebody, boy, I feel this sensation of him wanting to jump into things. Is he somebody who jumps right into things?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Because this is what I'm getting, so I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I feel as though he likes to jump into whatever is happening. If he has an idea, he's going to go do it. I don't feel he's reckless about it, so don't misunderstand that. I don't feel he's reckless, but I feel like once he makes up his mind, he's got something to do, he's going to jump right into it. I don't feel a lot of weighing back and forth with that. And it is interesting that he steps in with that, because I do believe he wants to talk about that with you. Because he gives me the impression in your situation, you've actually done quite a good job about planning out what you want and how you're going to get there. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. And he's talking about also the evaluation of what is happening in your life now. Have you been evaluating all sorts of different aspects?
Yes.
Okay. And he's also telling me that you actually have this written out on a piece of paper, the pros and cons?
Oh, I didn't. I just went to get the paperwork today.
Okay, because I'm feeling pros and cons, and I'm feeling papers. Okay, and I want things to be all laid out for me right now. And now, did you say you were going for training for this new job?
Well, where I'm working now, it's like they're next to a landfill, and my eyes are tearing and stuff. I've only been there since September, but it was going to close, but it didn't, and I got the job 2 weeks before school started. I just don't think it's a good atmosphere to me at being. So I went to apply to a bus company today out of the blue because my eyes were tearing. I said, let me just try. I go there, and they said, we happen to have a training class tomorrow. Can you make it? I said, well, to myself, I said, I'll just call in sick, and so I'm doing it.
Okay, good. I have to say the impression I'm getting on that from him is that this is a good move for you to take, okay? I get the impression interesting. Do you have the big books already, the training books? I want a training book right now. He's talking about a training book.
No, I'm going tomorrow. It's just like to train you how to be a monitor on a bus. I'm just going to go from like 8 to 1 for a little class.
Okay, he's showing me a book, so it'll be interesting to see if they give you a little book. There's quite a bit of information within that book, but it doesn't seem to be that, it's not overwhelming for you or anything like that, okay? It's going to be just fine. And you don't have a job already? Because I'm feeling a job doing that from what he's telling me.
I have a job as a teacher assistant right now.
Okay, so there's another opportunity coming in for this experience then. You know, when this man comes in, do you happen to know, because I feel quite a bit of pain in my lower back. Do you happen to know if he had something going on in his lower back, kidney area, or just lower back, jaw?
Yes.
Okay, because there was a mention of that too. There's also a mention of work shoes. I see work shoes right now. He's showing me work shoes, and I feel like he was quite a hard worker. Do you happen to know if he worked physical labor? Because I want to have some physical stuff with these special shoes.
Yes, he does. Yep, he did. Yep.
Okay, because I feel the shoes there. There's something with that, and they're quite worn and they're quite scuffed. And he's talking about, actually not really talking, more giving me the impression of his hard work. The hard work, he says, that he did. And he's telling me you're the same way. You're not one to settle for things that are okay, not great, okay? So as he talks about this, he's very proud of you for that. And he gives me a lot of support and encouragement for you with this because he says you can be a lot of fun, okay? And this new opportunity that's coming in that he's mentioning seems to be a very good match for you. And this feels nice to me, I have to tell you, from what he's showing me. So, okay, I'm going to have to...
Can I ask him a real quick question? I'm going on a third date with a man. I'm not sure if I'm attracted to him or not, but what does he think with it? Should I just go with it because I'm tired of being alone? He's a nice person, but you know what I'm saying.
Okay. So let me just step into coaching mode for a minute on that one because he is one who is going to tell you to do whatever you feel right for you. So in coaching mode right there, you said something that was very interesting, which was, should I go with him because, what did you say, I'm lonely or I'm tired of looking for somebody?
Well, there's not a lot of, you know, he has a job, he's not bad looking, you know, I can't be that picky, I'll be alone forever.
Yeah, exactly. However, okay, you always want to be yourself. You want to be your best self. You don't want to settle. And if you even consider being with somebody just because, you know, there's not a lot of people around or you're getting tired of it or whatever.
We had a good personality when jet skiing. We had fun. You know, we had fun together.
Yeah, and that's good, and that's wonderful. And so that's more of a follow your heart thing on this, but I do want to make sure I caution you to not settle, to make sure you are actually being true to yourself, because my show is actually called Embracing Your Essence, and your essence is your soul.
I don't know yet, because we're only on one with two dates, but I don't know if I could kiss them, you know, so I don't, you know.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, so then definitely I think this is, you know, you just have to take some more time on this. You know, he tells me, the spirit on the other side, that you're quite bright. You're very intelligent. You'll be able to figure things out, you know. And he says you're also quite good at problem solving, and taking care of yourself. It's not like you need somebody. You're quite independent. But it's always nice to have somebody, and we all recognize that. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. So just keep going with that, okay? And that will become clearer.
I don't know if he sees somebody else coming into my life that I'm more compatible with.
Well, he's not really talking about that. Generally, spirits may or may not see those things, and he's not really showing me that at that point, okay? So it was really nice talking to you, and I will probably talk to you another time, I bet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So tonight's show, I did want to talk about something tonight. I wanted to talk about awakening, okay? How some of us, sometimes we wake up, okay? All of a sudden, we realize things are different than we thought. And I do want to say the number again because apparently people are having a problem getting through. I don't know why the number's not working. I do have a couple people here holding. It's 888-739-8818. I'll make a note and I'll ask somebody to find out if there's an issue here. So I'm sorry that you're having a problem getting through. It's very strange. I don't understand things like that. So back to awakening. When the time is right, you will wake up. All of you, can you call us? No, I can't. But you could ask me questions here, but I do have people holding. So hold on. Okay, goodness me. Now, I do want to talk about this. When the time is right, you will wake up. You may notice that all of a sudden something is different. Life is different. You might spontaneously wake up and have an idea of what is going on that's different than you thought. And you may, sometimes you'll have a traumatic event, and the traumatic event might come in where all of a sudden you wake up, and usually it's so traumatic that you are purely in survival mode. And you're in survival mode to the point where there is nothing left to do but to be yourself, your inner being, to connect with your spiritual being on the other side. And that frequently is how people start to wake up and recognize there is a greater power out there than we have a knowledge of logically. Sometimes you'll just have a feeling of discontentment. Your life's just, you're like, I don't know. And we just aren't really sure about things. So with an awakening, there's all sorts of things that can happen, and I will continue to talk about this in between callers because you might have had an awakening or started to have an awakening and strange things are happening and you don't know what to do. You might feel that spirituality. You might have intuition. You might know things ahead of time and think, whoa, where did that come from? You might have an awareness of spirit and energy. You might be seeing spirit. You might be feeling energy in your body. You might see light. Or might have interesting manifestations of things. You might have mystical experiences. And I talked about mystical experiences last week, things that just don't make sense logically. They just happen out of the blue, something that's magical and miraculous. And, yeah, it's a really cool thing. You can have heightened sensitivity. All of a sudden, you might find out you can't handle people around you anymore. They're too loud. They're too obnoxious. And things are just different. You know, you might not be able to drink alcohol anymore. You might not be able to have sugar anymore. Look, somebody's telling me about their series of events that were definitely an awakening. Isn't it interesting? So many things will come because the universe wants to get your attention to let you know that there's something happening. And, oh, she said she had a medium come to her house to prove she wasn't nuts. I went to somebody's house this summer, too, because they were having some strange things happening. I was in there. I couldn't believe it. And I connected with some spirits, and the little girl that was in the house was seeing all sorts of things, and the parents didn't know how to handle it because it was just so abnormal for them. So you just never know. Yes, and somebody's saying they started working out daily for the first time. Okay, that's cool. And that's an awakening as well. There's so many things because you start to realize you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your spiritual needs. Now, I'm going to move on to a caller because this person, I'm so sorry, has been waiting for so very long. Your last numbers are 0288. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Bhavana.
Bhavana?
Yeah.
I'm close.
And I grew up near Lilydale, but I didn't find out about it until I was grown up and left New York.
Oh, isn't that wild? Oh, that is wild. The it's an interesting, it's a cool place, isn't it?
It is. It is cool. I know it's near Chautauqua, which is another very interesting place. We came from India and we landed in New York when I was a child. So, I'm very much in touch with the spiritualist philosophies. And my first class on mediumship was with a spiritualist in Massachusetts when I lived there. But I also wanted to help you out and let you know it's 818, not 888. That's why nobody can get through. So
thank you so much
go.
Because Celeste Elliott just posted it too, and I just wrote it down. Thank you so much because I don't know. I must have copied it wrong or did something crazy. I'm so sorry, everybody. I must have did something strange. So thank you so much. Did you want to tell us about your awakening? Did you have an awakening as well?
Well, I keep on having many awakenings. I quit working for anyone and started my healing and coaching business last year. And then I moved here to Kauai, beautiful Kauai, because this is just the energy that resonates with me. And I wanted to remark on what you said about not doing a prediction in a reading, because I learned this early on in my life as well as reading for others. Something didn't work out that I saw, one positive thing was the person actually grew and elevated and they changed their energy. So, you know, that was no longer resonating with them. And if they weren't able to let it go, then circumstances of the universe would help them to do that. And that just happened to me recently. So, you know, some people read something for me and I was thinking, you know what, I think I really deserve better. I think that this was a lesson. It wasn't something that was meant to work out. It was meant for me to really look at something in a very clear way. So I just wanted to make that remark, and that's one of my awakenings. But also, what I've been doing here is just I was in a deep kind of a period of rest and sabbatical and getting used to the energy, and it's a very nice place for me. A lot of new things are coming in my life. It's only been 6 months. I kind of feel like a baby, a little bit lost sometimes, but just mesmerized as well. And I'm just slowly easing into my work, and God brings me wonderful new clients. And then, I want to start a group and start healing retreats, but these are all in the long term. And I still kind of feel like, am I still in a period of, like, you know, acclimating to everything, or do I launch into my work more? So that's kind of what I was wondering what my loved ones up there in heaven have to say to me.
Yeah, you know, I feel a woman coming in, and actually I want to tell you, she feels very wise to me. There's a lot of wisdom here. And I actually feel a very traditional feeling with her. And by that, what I mean is a traditional, I do things a certain way, the way that my parents did, the way my grandparents did, that kind of feeling. And as I touch in with that energy, there's the wisdom there is really quite stunning, I must tell you. And there's a direct connection between the two of you. Are you very close with the grandmother on the other side?
You know what? She has just always shown up in every mediumship reading I've ever had. I didn't know her too well in childhood, but in my adulthood, I realized she was just one of my guardians who's just got my back. So I'm glad she's still around.
Yes, and it's a great feeling with her, too, about natural things, you know, organic, good food, not waste, you know, not having a lot of packaging on things, you know, that kind of thing, you know, using what we have and reusing what we have. And there's a lot of good health around her as well. And when she's talking about you and showing you to me, she's giving me quite a bit of that similar vibe between you and she. You two are so similar in that way about being on your path and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and I mean supposed to be by your heart center. And you're doing it, and you're doing it very well. She gives me the impression you're still in the figuring things out stage, which is something similar to what you said, and I can feel around you all sorts of things kind of settling in and shifting a bit too. And as she's showing that to me, she also gives me the impression, did you say you run groups? Because I'm all of a sudden seeing people around you.
I do, yeah. I haven't started one here yet, but it's just been on my mind.
Okay, because I'm seeing the people around you, and there's something to do with the teaching as well, okay? And I know you say you run some groups, and she's talking about that because she's talking about the way you do things. You're very good about it. You're very good about the way you explain things to people. You're very good about your understandings of what's happening. And you're not one to force things on people either. You're one to show them by example. You're a role model, and you've had enough experiences. You can share your own experiences too. And that does make a difference for the people. And she gives me the impression you're, I want to call you a wise woman as well, okay? Just the same as she is. It's very wise, and there's so much happening there. Do you happen to know, I'm getting the impression of a big celebration around you. Did you have one recently, or do we have one planned?
There was of my chiropractor celebrated their wedding anniversary and their healing anniversary of the center they opened, and that was just 2 days ago. But my birthday's coming up in almost exactly 2 months. So I was thinking, well, you know, they had a dance party. I'd love to have one also, and that would just kind of be celebrating kind of my first year here as well.
Okay, good, because she's mentioning a celebration. And with that also comes the feeling of you being very good about stuffing and smelling the roses, you know, recognizing the ability to take a breath and notice where you are and what to do with it, to acknowledge how far you've come and the things you've done. She gives me the impression you're not somebody that just blindly runs forward trying to achieve. You know, there's a lot of that. And the feelings from her to you are totally feelings of love and pride and congratulations as well, because there's been some big changes there. So that's really cool. Well, good. So, Bhavana, thanks so much for calling. And you have fun there in your new location.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you, and thank you so much for calling. And maybe I'll talk to you again sometime, too.
Sounds good. Aloha.
Bye-bye. Colleen can hang up the phone. Here we go. Okay, so talking about awakening. Again, I'm going to do a little bit of that before I take the next caller. You may find if you've had an awakening that your life as it stands right now is not good enough. It's just not. You are very unhappy with it. You're discontented. You're stressed all the time. You may have all sorts of feelings of, I need a change, and I don't know what to do. I used to feel like that at my previous job at times, not a lot, but enough, where I would come into my room and think, if I just moved it around, would it be better? But that wasn't it. I had to change my perspective, and my attitude is what I had to do. I wasn't going to leave the job, so I had to change my perspective. So you may be awakening, and that might be part of a symptom for you, so to speak, where you all of a sudden think, wow, this just isn't right for me anymore. And it may have been right for you for 20 years, and now it's just not. You might have a greater awareness of who you are and what you want. You know you want something else. You start to pay attention to your own needs, because so many of us don't pay attention to our needs. We don't realize what is important to us. So you might start doing that. And these are all parts of awakening. You might develop a stronger concern for the environment, nature, animals, for the people around you. You might have greater empathy for people than you used to have. And that's not to say you weren't empathetic before, but you may have more empathy. You will have that lower tolerance to certain things, noises, people, lights, whatever. You'll have a greater awareness of your body and how your body actually gives you signs of what you need to do to move forward. Sometimes, though, it's interesting, when we have this awakening, what might happen is we start to feel disoriented. We start to get confused. We get restless. We start to have extreme emotions. And if some of you have experienced these things, it's perfectly normal. Don't worry about it. You're just changing. Your vibration is shifting. Your perception is shifting. Who you are is shifting. And bringing up all of these things, all of this awareness in here so you can have this awakening. You've got to kind of work through it so you can get out the other side. And when you get out the other side, you're at a higher vibration and your life will be in a different place until the next time something happens and you have to work through that. Okay, I'm going to go on to another caller. Your last numbers are 6076. I'm coming. Hold on. Here I go. Hello, how are you?
Oh, you read for me. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, we already had that one. Isn't that good? That's wonderful. I'm going to move on to the next one after that, which is 3087. Hello, how are you? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? I know, I'm surprising you by talking to you, I bet, because you've been on hold for I don't know how long.
Well, I had the phone muted because I'm watching you on the computer.
Oh, cool. So do you have a question or something you want to talk about?
This is Angel, the one that was typing to you.
Oh, okay.
We were actually wondering, we weren't sure if you can, like, connect to spirits that are in somebody's home.
You mean right now, like, connect to a spirit in somebody's house now?
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's even possible over the phone. There's definitely something in our house.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm game. I'm game for all sorts of things. Because, you know, spirits are spirits.
We had Pit Crew New York come out here. They didn't see. They found nothing because they couldn't record. Their CDR wouldn't work. And then they sent a medium out here, and he told me this elaborate story about our house, and told me that now that the boy was able to tell his story, he'll cross over on his own. But we've just heard way more noises since they left.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, okay, so I'll give you a little bit of information on those kinds of things because I've done this a few times at people's houses. And it's really, especially for people listening, because they may very well think we're all crazy, but that's too bad. You know, we're mediums. What do you want? There are spirits that can be everywhere. They can be in houses, wherever. Also, what can happen, though, in a house is sometimes it's not a spirit, but it's like an energetic vibration that has been left behind, so to speak, you know, like an energetic imprint. And sometimes that can be picked up as a spirit. Now, also what can happen, and I noticed this at a friend of mine's house, there wasn't really a spirit there. It was a younger person in the house who happened to have really big energy. And this energy was making things happen in the house. Sometimes when we have energy, we can make things go. I used to drive down the road and blow out streetlights. And it wasn't on purpose. It was just that there was something with my energy at that time where I was blowing out streetlights. Now, don't tell the people where I live that because, you know, they'll bill me or something. But things would blow out. So spirits can do all sorts of things. Now, the other thing to mention, and this is just a kind of a disclaimer, sometimes we can't connect in with a specific spirit, but I'm always game for pretty much anything. So I am feeling – go ahead.
Can you – are you able to see messages if I just sent you something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I sent you a picture of what we – there's actually from a video. It's a screenshot, but that's what we've seen in the attic. And I've been told by multiple different people, I don't know what to believe, but what I've – I think that the man follows me and my daughter around.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm picking up on, okay? And, of course, you know, this is purely experimental, hypothetical, et cetera. But what I'm picking up on, do you know anything about anybody who would have passed, who would have had – I'm getting chest stuff tonight. I don't know why I'm getting so much chest stuff, but I am feeling chest things. I'm feeling breathing issues. I'm feeling stuff happening in the stomach. So I don't – and, you know, interestingly – Okay, I'm feeling I'm going back in your family some generation or two here. Do you happen to know much about a grandfather, great-grandfather, who was a very hard worker and who was a, grumpy person, shall we say?
Honestly, I don't know any of my grandparents, like the males. I don't know. I don't think my great grandmother was married, but I don't know on my mom's side. I don't know my grandfather's name even.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting, and we'll see where it goes. Okay. Because I've got this guy coming in. I'm feeling lots of stuff happening in his body. You know, there's chest stuff in his stomach. There's probably an illness or something going on with his stomach. I'm also feeling he was a very hard worker. He feels a bit like a loner, and he feels a bit like a grump, okay? I don't think he was particularly friendly, shall we say, and I don't think he was particularly affectionate. Is your mom still here in the physical?
Yeah, she is. I would have to ask her about her dad because I've never met him, and she's never really talked about him.
Okay. So, yeah, ask her and see what she thinks because this guy is kind of a grump. So he doesn't seem to be the nicest person in the world I've established here. And the feeling I'm getting is there's a bit of childlike energy with him. And by that, I mean he doesn't really want people around him. But at the same time, he wants attention. Okay?
Babe, can you help me?
Oh, we got a baby there, huh?
Yeah, my 1-year-old.
That's fine. So there's a feeling of wanting attention. I feel like this person likes things the way they like them and was not much of one for compromise. Okay? So those are some things you can check with your mom and see if she knows. Does this energy seem to focus in one area of the house the most?
I mostly feel him in the kitchen, and we've actually seen him, like, we think we saw him try to manifest in the basement.
Okay. So, and it is interesting because it's hard to know, you know, without my really being there and just feeling how it is, you know, feeling from a distance, I get such a sensation of just wanting to be noticed. When those other people came to the house, did they give you any help on that at all?
When they came, they paid a lot of attention to the closet upstairs. And when the medium that they brought to the house came, he told us that the house was owned by an Italian. Okay. He said that downstairs in the basement they were bookmaking, and upstairs in our bedroom they had prostitution going on. And he said for whatever reason, the little boy that lived here, he said he's at least 15, 16 years old. He said that he told on his uncle and got him in trouble. I checked the public records, and in 1935, the deed says 1935, and in 1935, the house was purchased by the city for $1. So we were thinking maybe it was seized. So maybe his story does add up, and the house was seized because of what was going on here. But
okay.
There's a woman online here that I completely trust, and she said that regardless of what he says, that she still senses the man here. So she thinks there's a man here, and she said that he's angry.
Yeah.
And she said that's the one that follows us around.
Whether we're talking into the same person or not, I don't know. But he's definitely somebody who needs attention, shall we say. I tell people sometimes when something's happening in their house, and they want to lighten it up, that there's some energetic things you can do. And also, there's a rule that if you tell a spirit to leave, they're supposed to leave, okay? The problem is, if we do that, sometimes we don't believe it, so then they won't leave. But
oddly enough, I've actually told him, I sound batshit nuts, excuse my language, but I've actually told him to leave when I feel it around, and it does listen. It just always comes back.
Okay. Okay, good. So you might try. Well, there's a couple other things you could try then would be to discuss with him and just say, you know, it's great. We love having you here. You seem like a real nice guy. You know, be positive. But we need you to be more positive. We need you to be nicer, that kind of thing. You could always try something like that. The other thing you might try is to, you could, what am I saying? Spread some, use sounds to clarify the house energy. I'm sure you've tried the sage. Have you tried the sage?
No, I haven't. That's actually what I was going to ask you, was if you thought sage worked.
Well, you know, I'm not really an expert on these matters, but I like spraying the sage myself. I have a spray bottle of sage rather than burning it. just because it's a little easier for me. And I spray that, and I like the smell, so it seems to make the house feel better to me. The other thing is making sure you have enough light in the house. The light helps a lot. So if you have dark corners and things like that, you know, brighten them up a bit. You know, I would try a conversation with the spirit and just see what happens. See, you know, see how it goes. There's, do you happen to know if in the basement you have a jar, like an old-fashioned jar, bottle kind of thing? I'm seeing an old-fashioned bottle or jar.
Oh, my God, that's so creepy. The investigators under my basement stairs where we saw him manifesting, we actually found a collection of balls. And along with a collection of balls, there was two old glass bottles that date back to 1936.
Okay. And do you still have those or are they gone?
They're still there. The medium told me not to touch them, that the spirit could be connected to it. And if I move them, it'll piss them off.
Well, that's interesting. This is interesting.
That's so weird that you mentioned the bottles, because that's something they found underneath the stairs in the crawl space.
Yeah, there's a mention of that. Yeah, so I would, you know, if you
do you know any, is that all you?
Yeah.
What do I do with the bottles? Do I leave them there?
Well, personally, I would take them and put them outside. Okay. Because, I mean, let's think about this for just a minute. Logically, now, is it really possible to make a spirit mad? And if so, what are they going to do? You know.
That's true.
I mean, you know, I haven't met a spirit on the other side who was mean or a jerk on the other side. Now, when they show themselves here, and as they were in the physical, they'll show themselves to me as being a jerk, you know, and then they usually evolve on the other side. I did have one spirit come in once a few years ago who was still a jerk, and so I just told him to leave, and that was the end of that. But really, I feel like things need to be brought to the light. And if you take those bottles and put them out, maybe on the front porch, the back porch, outside in the yard someplace so the sun can get them, it would be interesting to see, because I just want more light. I want to clear things out. And that might be something. I'm not much of one for that, because, you know, don't move them because the spirit might do something. That's really fear-based. So
yeah, they told me this story about how a spirit could be attached to an item, and if you move it, they could get angry. But I've been told it's not demonic; it's just mad. So,
yeah, that's not in my belief system. Okay, you know, I mean, we all have our own philosophies and belief systems, and it's not in my belief system that a spirit would do that.
Are you able to see the pictures that I sent you?
No, I couldn't get to them. Sorry, I'm so glad you brought my mind
no.
back to that. I couldn't get to it, no, just the way it's going.
Okay.
You know, you can tell me, though, did you, when you took the pictures, did you happen to see any orbs in the pictures?
In the videos, they're all over the videos, but the people that came told me that it's dust, but you can see in the videos, it doesn't shoot in one direction. It goes back and forth, and it just kind of chills there. And when I called my fiance into the kitchen, it completely disappeared.
Interesting.
It just kind of floated back and forth.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. There are some people at Lilydale who are really up on orbs, and you might want to talk to them about those kinds of things, because that's not a whole lot of my experience there. But there are a couple who are really, they can take good pictures of them and they know a lot about them. I just believe them to be spirit from the other side coming through to just show their light to us, basically. But that's interesting that you see some orbs there too, because there is some information with that can be helpful.
Well, for now, I'll just wait until I'll try to connect with my mom and see what she says about it. Are you sure that that was family, or could the man that you were picking up, could that be the man that is in the house?
Well, it could be, but he feels like he's related to you, you know?
Okay.
But, I mean, if you know much about that man who owned the house, if he was kind of grumpy.
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. So that might take some research. Yeah, where do you live by it?
Yeah, I know my mom did say that's why I've never met my grandfather. She said that he's not a very nice person, that he's just always angry.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'll have to touch base with her and ask her. I don't even know if she would know if he's still alive.
Yeah, okay. That would be interesting.
I'll ask and I'll let you know in the comments before you leave for the night.
That would be perfect. Yeah, you can also find me on my website, psychicmediumcolleen.com or colleenvanderzijden.com, and you can send me a message through there too, like an email or something, because I would love to hear more about that. And if I have more ideas,
okay.
I could probably give you some more names of people who might be able to help you as well. And let me know where you live too, because that would help.
All right. Well, for now, I sent the pictures and the message through Facebook, and we'll just touch base on there afterwards. I just don't want to take up too much time because I know there's other people.
Oh, that's fine. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. It was fun talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, what's out there? You know, you just never know with spirit stuff. Now, somebody's asking me for my recipe for sage spray. I actually buy it from a shop in Lilydale, and he may very well ship it out. It's the bargain shop, and you could probably call him and find out. It's just a little bottle. It's about this big. And I love to spray it because you can smell it, and it's really cool. And it helps me just clear the room, you know, because sometimes burning the sage just isn't so great. Now, it is interesting, you know, back to the topic of a spirit in somebody's house. You know, it's a little, I don't know, weird, experimental. And if you missed the earlier part, I did go to a couple people's houses and check their houses out. And while I was there talking to the people, I ended up doing readings for them and could feel the spirits that were attached to these people. I don't know enough about it to be an expert as to spirits being attached to a house or anything like that, you know. So this is all just purely whatever comes through my mouth right now. Now, today, too, we were also talking about awakening, okay? Now, awakening is a wonderful thing. If you started to have some things happen in your life, and you're not sure what to do with it, you know, I'm going to be teaching a class on that at some point here to help people handle all of these changes that happen in their lives. And I do want to give a bit of a plug for the other Lilydale radio shows on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. At 10 o'clock in the morning is Wednesdays with Willa. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock is Journey of Light with John White. And on Friday, we have Celestial Fridays with Celeste Elliott. And we also have these shows are on the archive for Blog Talk Radio. They will also be on the Lilydale Assembly Incorporated Facebook page. I will have them on my page as well, which is Medium Coach Colleen Vanderzijden. That's my Facebook page, Medium Coach Colleen Vanderzijden. You can find me at my website, which is colleenvanderzijden.com. You can find out what's happening at Lilydale at lilydaleassembly.com. Okay, so I've covered all the things you need to know. And one more thing I wanted to talk about here with this. Oh, yes. All of a sudden, I have the feeling, I'll just burn into an intuitive moment for the last minute and a half here. I feel like there's someone out there who's been having a lot of 90 seconds. There's someone out there who's having a lot of premonitions and they're not sure what to do with it and they're a little scared and a little wary. Don't worry about them. The energy is just coming through. You're opening up and it's just happening. So if you're having these premonitions and it's kind of freaking you out a little bit and you're worried about it, it's not evil. It's okay. Okay. What's happening is you're connecting to the universal energy. You're connecting to the God energy, the spiritual energy. You're connecting to that energy, and by connecting to that energy, you're allowing the information to come through you. So if you're having premonitions, too many intuitive hits, and you feel a little wary or scared, don't worry about it. When I started getting my premonitions way back, they were always negative. I always knew something bad was going to happen. So I wondered about that for a while until I realized the negative energy was just stronger, and that's how it got my attention. So when we're happier, sometimes you don't have to have negative energy getting your attention. It's easier to pick up on more positive intuitive hits as well. So if you're having those premonitions, don't worry. Now, you can find me here on Medium Coach Colleen Vanderzijden, my website, colleenvanderzijden.com, Lilydale Assembly. Check that out. So we're wrapping up. We've got 10 seconds left. It has been wonderful talking to you today, and I hope I get to talk to you next week. Next week, I'll have the number correct so you can call in, and you'll have a wonderful time. Music.